Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Ammonite is a fascinating character study that is based on real persons. The movie has two outstanding Oscar-worthy performances. The film is on several Best Movies of 2020 lists. Ammonite, the movie's title, refers to the shell of ammonoids, which are extinct marine mollusk animals. Ammonites are one of the most common fossils. The movie Ammonite is about Mary Anning, who lived from 1799 to 1847. She was an amateur fossil hunter credited with discovering dinosaur specimens in England that led to the development of the science of paleontology. Fossils found by Anning were displayed in museums, but she was not credited because of her lack of formal training and because of her gender and social class. The Geological Society of London didn't accept women as members until 1904. In Ammonite, Mary Anning is played by Kate Winslet. Appearing opposite Winslet in the film is Saoirse Ronan as a younger upper-class woman, Charlotte Murchison, who takes an interest in geology. In a sort of twist on the tongue-twister nursery rhyme, she sells seashells by the seashore. Anning supports herself and her ailing mother at their home by selling fossils and fossil jewelry and trinkets to tourists from her seaside shop. Murchison's husband pays Anning to chaperone his wife at the shop and in the fossil sleuthing. Anning becomes a mentor to Murchison. Their friendship is anything but fossilized. Whether or not the two women had a relationship in real life has not been verified. Ammonite director Francis Lee, who wrote the film's screenplay, took poetic license in, fleshing out the details of the lives of Anning and Murchison. It becomes quite a geology class. Call it earthy science. Francis Lee, who directed God's Own Country, has created a beautiful, at times painterly film filled with stark interiors, seaside vistas, and lots of rocks and fossils. Ammonite is chiefly worth seeing for the performances of Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan. In any other year, they would receive any number of critics' groups' accolades. Look for leading actress and supporting actress Oscar nominations for Winslet and Ronan. Kate Winslet presents Anning as somber, peevish, and mean-spirited. Her body language is such that she moves with the determination of a bulldog. Gradually, her frosty composure melts amidst the ministrations of Ronan as Murchison. Saoirse Ronan creates in Murchison a nervous, repressed, perhaps depressed person, awakened by Anning's passionate pursuit of fossils. This, in turn, unearths emotions that overwhelm her. Noteworthy in supporting roles are Gemma Jones as Molly Anning, Mary Anning's mother, Fiona Shaw, Claire Rushbrook, and James McCardle. Ammonite is a miniaturist classic, evoking a time, an occupation, and a love story that may or may not have happened, but is intriguing to discover on the big screen. Ammonite is MPAA rated R for graphic sexuality, some graphic nudity, and brief language. Opening January 8, The Devil's Light. Daniel Stamm directs Virginia Madsen, Nicholas Ralph, Colin Salmon, and Ben Cross in the horror thriller. A nun undertaking an exorcism faces a demonic force with mysterious ties to her past. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.